WDUN News Talk 550 presents The Al Ganey Show. Local, live, and listening to you. Call Al at 770-535-2911 or 1-800-552-WDUN. Email to al.ganey@jacobsmedia.net. Now, here's that straight-up kind of guy that leans to the right, Al Ganey, on WDUN News Talk 550.
Good morning and welcome to the Al Ganey Show on WDUN News Talk 550. We're glad to have you listening to us and with us this morning. We do solicit and elicit your calls, and we want you to give us a call sometime during the show this morning, and we'll hear what's on your mind on the Al Ganey Show. But first, we have a special guest with us, and you know, U.S. President Barack Obama is more determined than ever. He's just more determined than ever to achieve Middle East peace. And you know, the talks were aimed recently at salvaging the peace talks due to the fact that we have had so many changes recently in the Middle East, and the most notable one is the 10-month moratorium on building on the West Bank that has expired. So that has become a real issue because Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has said, you know, we're going to threaten to quit these talks unless that moratorium is extended. Well, Netanyahu has not agreed to do that. So we want to hear from someone who is on the ground and in the Middle East today, in Jerusalem, in Israel. And you know, while listening to all the news about the Middle Eastern peace negotiations via the media here, we decided to touch base with someone on the ground there in Israel, someone who lives in the midst of all this, someone who deals with this every day and can give us true insight to how the Israelis are feeling right now. And so joining us today, I have Yair Davidi, who is not only our on-the-ground contact, he is also a scholar and an author. And for you Christian listeners out there, he has written extensive research on the subject of Christians that are part of the Lost Tribes of Israel. And the name of the book is Biblical Truth, The 10 Lost Tribes of Israel and the West According to Genesis. So shalom, Yair.
Shalom, Al. It's good to hear you.
And I thank you for joining me this morning. And, you know, I guess it's late afternoon in Israel.
Yes, it is. It's about 4 o'clock now. We're in the Sukkot holiday season, on the festival season. And in a couple of hours, we'll be having the final feast, holiday of the festival.
Yeah, your accent sounds Australian.
Yes, I've been here more than 20 years, but I still have my accent.
I hear those from down under never give it up. I think that's great. You know, tell us, Yair, you know, we want to know from you, someone who is in Israel, how you feel about the peace talks and how the people are reacting to the ban being lifted on this building site on the West Bank.
Well, in Israel, the general feeling is that these peace talks are something that have been imposed upon us from outside, that we don't really want them, that the other side, the Palestinian side, are not genuine peace seekers, they don't want to make peace with us. And they are under pressure to come to the talks in the same way as we are. And they would much prefer that as much harm and violence be done to us as possible. So that is the general feeling. And it's just something that we have to get through.
Let me take a step back just for a moment and ask you to, for our listeners, to explain a little, somewhat about what this moratorium was all about. Some folks may not understand what has happened over the last 10 months and why the moratorium was put in place.
Okay, so the moratorium was supposed to be a temporarily cessation or stoppage of all building activity of Jewish homes or even Jewish schools, Jewish public buildings in the area of Judah and Samaria. And this was in effect enforced, and Jews were not allowed to build through that during that period, even if someone, if a member of the family got married or a family grew and they needed an extra room on the house, even that was forbidden. Even to put up an outhouse in the garden or something like that, everything, all building whatsoever, any type of construction, everything was banned. For Jews, it was not banned for the Arabs, and this was supposed to be a gesture towards the Palestinians to demonstrate the Jewish side are prepared to give up something if we will receive something in return, that the government does have power to enforce it. The government is, Israeli government is prepared to go a long way in order to meet the other side, in order to make concessions for the just, if only the other side would also be prepared to come to meet them.
Well, you know, and, go ahead.
So this was the whole purpose of the moratorium. It was not, people in Israel were not pleased with it, they did not like it, but they were promised that it was only temporarily, it was a test for the other side to see how the other side would react. It's just something that we have to live with, and there were also the general feeling was because the state of Israel is dependent upon overseas assistance, overseas countenance, overseas support to some degree. And in order also to placate the USA, to placate the Obama administration, it was something that has to be done, and so it was done. It was very unpopular here in the state of Israel, not only in Judah and Samaria, but throughout the whole state of Israel, people did not like it at all.
So now that the moratorium has been lifted and President Netanyahu has decided not to renew it or extend it, has the building begun again?
Yes, building has begun. But it has begun everywhere, and God willing, it will continue and will intensify. It will grow over the coming days. The people are building and will continue to build as much as possible. They're trying to keep it at a low key, not to draw the attention of world media to it. But there's nothing. But the world media has got its eyes focused upon us anyway. Everything we do, every time a Jew sneezes in the area of Samaria, so it's liable to become a world headline somewhere in the world.
So President Netanyahu says that, you know, we're originally the moratorium, as you said, was to placate the Obama administration, but now it sounds like that as far as Israel is concerned, you're going to move forward and do what you believe is the right thing to do for the country.
Yes, it's only humane. It's only people live in, have hundreds of thousands of people in that area, of Jews in that area, and people have to build. People need.
All right, now here's.
People need houses, they need somewhere to live, they need schools. Also, this is the heartland of the children of Israel, of the Jewish people. This is where most of the biblical stories took place in this area.
Well, what is the feeling now of the Israelis about our president, President Barack Obama? What do they think? I mean, do they look at him as a strong president, a weak president, or do they say this is the wrong way to go about doing business with Israel?
Well, I would say when President Obama was elected, a lot of people in Israel were happy because the Jewish people traditionally have always sympathized with the underdog. They themselves have been persecuted, so they're always happy when they see a member of another minority go forward, become a part of the mainstream and prove that he can do things. But very quickly we became very disappointed with him, disillusioned with him, or at least those who supported him. And throughout Israel there's a strong feeling of disappointment with President Obama. It's not so much that he's weak or strong. That's another point. He comes across as having bad policies, as having a negative attitude towards the state of Israel and towards the Jewish people.
Well, let me ask you this, as regarding this moratorium that we're talking about, are the Israelis being put on alert for any problems should the peace talks fall apart, or, you know, violence could break out and start because of the talks not ending in a positive way?
So I would say the general feeling is that violence will not break out. The feeling is the Arabs themselves, the Arabs on the street do not really want violence. The present Palestinian administration does not have the support of its own people. It was never elected democratically. And even if they themselves wanted the people to come out and demonstrate and to attack Israeli soldiers, most of the Palestinians would not do it. And they will not do it this time, but you can never tell. The situation is volatile and things are unpredictable. And literally anything can happen and has happened. But on the whole, the general overall feeling is that this will pass peaceably. We will get over this, and we will continue, and houses will be built, and more settlers will come, and settlements will grow, and the Jewish presence in that area, which is the Holy Land of Israel, will be extended and intensified.
We're talking with Yair Davidi, who is in Israel on the ground. He's our contact there, and we're talking with him live. And Yair, you know that as Christians here, we are, for the most part, supporting Israel and the Israeli state, and we don't like anyone messing around with Jerusalem. I mean, your work and your books talk about, you know, the connection of Christians and the Lost Tribes. Where can our audience find information about your research and your work?
So they can go to our website, www.britam.org, BRITAM.org. And there we have a very large website with literally thousands of very interesting articles. We also have a large number of publications, and details concerning these publications or concerning what we are about and what we teach may be found on our website. So, BRITAM, BRITAM.org, BRITAM.org.
You know, Yair, his work ties in with the Christian to work to Israel through their DNA. It's a very interesting work. It's not just spiritual. Certainly interesting and is scientific with tons of historical research as well as scientific. Yair, we hope that you're going to stay safe. We thank you for joining us, taking your time this afternoon or this morning here to join us across the world, from across the world, to bring us Israel live. And I look forward to talking with you soon about other issues regarding the Middle East and Israel. And certainly I want to get an update on what's going on with these Middle East peace talks as far as you're concerned and the Israeli people are concerned. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you, Al. It was a privilege to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Shalom.